This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. Bliggity blam, y'all. What up? This is your boy Sam. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, we're at game 80 on the season, or as we say here in England, game 80. 80 out of 82. For your Toronto Raptors. So we're almost at the end, folks. Just two more games after this one. It's going to hurt when there's no more Toronto Raptors basketball. But the good news is there's some playoff basketball to come. The Raptors are going to have at least four more games after this. Hopefully a whole bunch more. Because your Toronto Raptors, folks, are sitting in that number three spot going into this ball game. And who are they matched up against? The Miami Heat. So your Raptors at 47-32 and the Miami Heat at 35-44. Game was played on April 11th, 2015. So where are we at? Well, the Raptors are on the second night of a back-to-back. They squeezed one out against the Magic last game off of a three ball by Lou Williams with 9 seconds left in that ball game. Huge play for the Raptors against a Magic team that was enjoying playing the spoiler. They had just recently beat the Chicago Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks. So they're not headed to the playoffs, but looking to take a few teams down with them. And so the Raptors avoided narrowly being put on that list. Victor Oladipo nearly was the hero two games in a row, but Lou Williams snatched that from him. All right, so on the flip side, the Miami Heat, not so comfortable. They are fighting for that eighth playoff spot. I believe they're a game and a half out going into this one behind the New Jersey Nets. But the Nets are also tied with Boston for that spot, so there could be some quick shifting. Number seven could go to number nine pretty quickly. So these last few games have a lot riding on them as far as Eastern Conference seeding goes. And there's also some team history on the line. The Raptors need one win to match last year's win total of 48. And if they're able to win their last three games, which is doable, we could get to that magic number of 50. And we could join the other 29 teams in the NBA as members of the 50 wins in one season club. Because right now we're the only one sitting on the outside of that one. So, a little bit of importance put on these games from a more selfish perspective, I guess, because in the grand scheme, it doesn't really matter. I mean, 50 versus 49 versus 51, it's just a round number. But still, I'm a human being and I like my round numbers, all right? So, history, though, not totally on our side if we want to do it against the Miami Heat. Apparently, we have not won in their building since 2009. Unbelievable. I mean, I guess they've had LeBron James, they have gone to the finals 4 years in a row, but that's a nice stretch for Miami showing some dominance over the T-Raps. In fact, they've beat us 16 out of our last 17 meetings. But that one time that they did not beat us was our last meeting. So history might not be that indicative of what's going to go down in this ballgame. Because the Heat are certainly not the same squad. I mean, when they were putting all those beatings on the T-Raps, they had LeBron James, they had Chris Bosh. And shout out to Chris Bosh, by the way, former Toronto Raptor, as you all know. Former legendary Raptor, who I know he left us. He left us, but dude had blood clot in his lung. I mean, that's some serious stuff right there. You could die from that. So I'm not hating on Mr. Bosh. He's sitting out this season. Hope you get better. Hope you get back next season. I still like watching Chris Bosh play. I gotta be honest, I was a bit surprised that his game went to a fairly high level, even with Bosh and LeBron taking all the highlight plays, I guess. But Bosh, he definitely showed up, and he certainly made the most of that situation. So no hate on him. He got himself a couple of rings out of the deal. Alright, so we're all set up then. Let's get into it, shall we? First quarter, we go. And it's a funny start, I'll tell you why. The entire Raptor bench was on their feet for the opening tip-off, and when Jonas won the opening tip-off, they went crazy. So I don't know if there was some sort of inside joke, or they got some money on it, or what, but they all went nuts when JV hit that, when he won that opening tip. And JV also started to go a little nuts himself. He opens up the scoring with a nice sweeping hook over Hassan Whiteside, who you're going to hear plenty about in this podcast. However, JV, a little too excited on the defensive end, and for the third straight game, picks up two early fouls and has to take a seat. This time, though, even earlier than the other games, it took just 1 minute and 22 seconds. So both of those fouls were committed on the aforementioned Whiteside. Luckily for the T-Raps, though, Whiteside went 1 for 4 from the free throw line. More on that later in the ballgame as well. So in for JV is Tupat, and that's actually been working out. Even though JV's had to sit early, Tupat's been playing well in his place. Usually takes him a couple of minutes to get going. This time, though, it took him a couple of seconds. First Raptor possession with Tupat in there, 9:45 mark, and he just high left block, blows by Udonis Haslem, driving left baseline. Hassan Whiteside, who's a huge guy, great shot blocker, he comes in to help. And in the words of James Johnson, Tupat cocked that joint back and banged on him, plus the foul. Huge and one play. Tupat comes down and just walks over to the Raptor bench, who again was exploding, giving him a nice little celebration. And he just gave them the stare down. He was feeling it. Unfortunately, Tupat, a little too fired up, he missed the free throw. But still, a phenomenal play. But it wasn't all good news for the T-Raps, folks. The Heat, actually, they have some good players. Even without LeBron in there anymore, and without Chris Bosh playing, they picked up Goran Dragic. And that is not a throwaway pickup. That dude is basically an all-star level point guard. And Dragic, the next four possessions, picked it up. Starts it off with back-to-back three balls. Then he sets up Whiteside for a dunk. And then gets himself inside for a layup. Four possessions in a row, and the Heat with a four-point lead, 13-9. 6:48 mark then, Tupat continuing to play well in place of JV. He sets up T. Ross, who, to his credit, made a very nice backdoor cut. Tupat hits him, and Terrence, looking angry, just goes up and murders the rim with a one-handed dunk. Didn't look like he quite had the angle to get up that high, but man, the former slam dunk champ can sky. Heat with a two-point lead, 15-13 after that. 4:40 mark, DeMar DeRozan stepping into the picture. He hits a 20-foot pull-up. 41 seconds later, going to the step-back three-ball with Luol Deng. The Brit Luol Deng all over him. DeMar, he's been finding the range from three lately. Very nice to see the ball dropping from deep for DeMar. And it keeps rolling for him. 2:45 mark, DeMar getting the roll on a 19-foot pull-up. A little bit of shooter's touch. Heat still up two at that point. 21-19. And that's when Goran Dragic starts to show off again with a couple of sweet dribble drives and layups. And the Heat push their lead to 6. Dragic, though, isn't the only talented point guard out there. The general, Kyle Lowry, who returned last game, was on the floor. And he stepped up to show Dragic a little something-something. 1:20 mark, Lowry with the backdoor cut. Chuck Hayes getting a few minutes now that JV's been having all this foul trouble. And Hayes drops a beautiful bounce pass to Kyle, who grabs that ball and puts in the reverse layup, plus the foul. Great hookup by those two. Nice finish by Kyle. Heat with a three-point lead, 25-22. 1.6 seconds to go, though. Sweet Lou Williams, the hero from last ball game, draining a three with Goran Dragic all over him. Raptors down to 26-24 at that point. Second quarter we go, and Lou, just like this happened last game, Lou drained a last second first quarter shot and then just kept it rolling. But he didn't keep it rolling quite like he did in this second quarter. Check it out. 11:20 mark, hits a short baseline fadeaway. Minute and 6 seconds later, Mario Chalmers gets added to Lou's list. And if you don't know, Lou's list is the list of players that have fouled him while shooting a three ball. Mario, his latest victim, and Lou goes to the line, gets all three, and the Heat lead is 133-32. 8:46 mark, Lou Williams rolling, ties the ball game with a little 10-footer, of course fading to his left, as he loves to do. We're all knotted at 36. And then he's the benefit of some nice defense. 7-11 mark, James Johnson. And so I've been waiting to mention JJ. He got a DNP CD last game with his new funky hair. It's not cool. So James Johnson finally in the ballgame. He comes up with a steal, pushes it in transition, and then waits till just the right moment to drop a bounce pass to Lou Williams, who goes up for the fast break layup. And more defense for the Raptors. 6:20 mark, DeMar DeRozan with the steal. And again, Lou Williams, the recipient of a nice pass. And he drains a three from the left wing. On fire. 41-41 is the score. 15 points for Lou Williams. Just 7 minutes on the floor. 6 minutes to go in the half. 4:29 mark, Lou still killing it. He draws two free throws, getting Goran Dragic to reach. However, that's when D. Wade started to show up into this ballgame. Y'all know Dwayne Wade. Y'all been saying he's been done for years. Well, he's not done. D. Wade can still ball, and he answers with some vintage D. Wade, driving to his left with the Eurostep and then shooting across his body for the layup. And, you know, right after he scored that basket, they put a graphic on the screen that is remarkably impressive. I mean, not what you want to see as a Raptor fan, but get this. Dwayne Wade's averages against the Toronto Raptors for his entire career, which is nowadays, it's a pretty long career. All right, D. Wade, 26.3 points per game, 5.9 assists per game, and 5 rebounds a game. Dude's like maybe 6'4". All right. And he's played a lot of games against the T-Raps. That is really impressive. So after his layup, the Heat are up 3, 48-45. 3:50 mark, DeMar DeRozan, who's definitely taken his game to all-star level lately. He bails the Raptors out of a tough possession, draining a 19-footer to beat the shot clock. But Hassan Whiteside answers that with an offensive rebound and a putback. And that gave Whiteside a double-double in the first half. 10 points and 10 rebounds for him. I mean, what a find he was by the Miami Heat. You realize he was playing in Lebanon and China before, and then the D-League before the Heat picked him up. I mean, this guy could have easily not turned pro. And then he shows up in the NBA and he's a beast. Nice work there, Pat Riley. All right, back to the game. 3:26 mark, DeMar DeRozan still rolling. He gets the youngin' Tyler Johnson to bite down on a pump fake and commit a shooting foul on him. DeMar goes to the line, makes both free throws. Heat lead down to 150-49. D-Wade then, rolling. He comes up with a couple of sweet plays. First, nice dribble drive. Goes in for the two-handed dunk. So that's right, D-Wade can still get up and throw it down with authority. And then the next Heat possession, snaking through the defense and then flipping up a nifty little reverse layup. I mean, dude, he's just, I'll tell you what, in the last 10 years, he's right up there. You could argue that he's the most exciting player in the league to watch in the last 10 years. He certainly was back in the day. And when he turns it on, when he has it going, he's as good as it gets in the league. I'll tell you. But the Raptors have a talented shooting guard as well, Mr. DeMar DeRozan. He slows down the D-Wade run by drawing another shooting foul, this time on Wade. DeMar going to the mid-range pull-up. And the good news here, DeMar misses makes the first free throw, misses the second, but Tyler Hansbrough. Can't say enough about Hansbrough, by the way. He's just been playing lights out for the Raptors in place of Amir Johnson. He comes in for the offensive rebound, and at the end of that possession, it results in Lou Williams draining about a 30-foot three-pointer. I mean, he's a good 3 to 4 steps behind the line. Just puts one up and buries it. We're all tied up at 56. The Heat respond with a Luol Deng dunk, but DeMar DeRozan still just using that pump fake to perfection. This time he gets James Ennis to bite on it and draws a pair of free throws, which he drains. And we're all tied up at 58 after two quarters. Pretty high scoring first quarter. Did not think the Heat quite had that in them. But they took it to us. Give him some credit. And one of the reasons for that is Mr. Hassan Whiteside. So into the third quarter we go, and Whiteside, 10-11 mark, with a beautiful block on Kyle Lowry. It looked like Kyle was going to get off a nice little hook shot, but Whiteside just flies in out of nowhere, smashes that away. But on the scramble for the ball, Tyler Hansbrough, I mean, earning his paycheck, this is what he's known for, is these extra hustle plays, and he hits the deck to save that ball, and then looks around, spots Lowry, who's still standing underneath the basket after getting blocked, and he flips it up to Kyle, who goes in for the layup. Fantastic work by Hansbrough. Whiteside then trying to make up for it, he goes the other way, loses it in the paint, DeMar DeRozan grabs that ball, and T. Ross ahead of the pack, DeMar threading the needle with a beautiful bounce pass. Like I said, the Raptors have just been using that bounce pass a lot lately. They must be drilling that in practice. So DeMar hits him with the bounce pass, and T. Ross flies in for the fast break dunk. Ties the ball game up at 64. 8 minutes and 3 seconds to go. D. Wade misses a short jumper, but somehow able to get the offensive rebound while lying flat on his back. Just outside of the key. Seriously, he's on his back. He kind of sits up, snatches the offensive rebound, passes it out to a teammate, scrambles to his feet. Ball eventually comes back to him, and Wade winds up draining a little six-footer to beat the shot clock. Talk about entertaining. But DeMar DeRozan, it's not so entertaining, but it's just solid when he comes back with that mid-range game. So he comes back the other way, drains a little jumper, and we're tied at 66. A lot of ties in this ball game. 7-11 mark, Terrence Ross. Something a little unusual here. Flies in for a defensive rebound. Okay, we've seen that. Pushes it in transition. Okay, we've seen that. But usually that's when T. Ross decides to pull it up. But this time, he kind of drops down to third and then shifts back up into fifth gear. Flies back by the defenders, goes in for the coast-to-coast reverse layup. Well done, T. Ross. Like to see more of that out of you. But D. Wade, he likes what he saw from T. Ross, so he snatches up the inbounds, and he goes coast-to-coast with an incredible and-one layup, actually spinning on T. Ross and drawing the foul. So teaching the young and a little lesson about veteran savvy. T. Wade, man, he's just got so many sweet moves. And I'll tell you, that finish, he was almost behind the backboard. He had to reach out and then a little flick of the wrist to get it off glass and in. So talented. With that, the Heat take a one-point lead, 69-68. Goran Dragic then gets 6 points on the next two possessions. One by draining a deep three, and then the second one by getting 3 points the old-fashioned way with the and-one layup. And that gave the Heat their largest lead of the ball game, 75-68, so 7-point edge, with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kyle Lowry then, the general, and I tell you, we've really been missing someone that can come in and do it on their own, aside from DeMar DeRozan. And Lowry steps up, and he gets himself a bucket and a pair of free throws the next couple of Raptor possessions, and it's a 3-point lead for the Heat, 75-72. 3:27 mark, Tyler Hansbrough. Fantastic job here to rip a rebound away from Hassan Whiteside. Looked like he was going to grab an easy offensive rebound and lay it in, but Hansbrough, with the position and the strength, able to rip it away. He gives it up to Lou Williams, and Lou goes to the dribble. Little hesitation move, gets by everyone all the way to the rim for the layup. Heat with a 3-point lead, 79-76. 1:06 mark, Grevis Vasquez. Stepping into this Raptors Abroad podcast, he makes a couple of well-timed appearances in this episode. He hits a huge shot, draining a three off an inbounds play. The Raptors actually just had 4 seconds on the clock, and Vasquez was the inbounder, gave it to Patterson, who flipped it right back to him. He went straight up with it, and the Raptors with that only down to 81-79. But some bad news. Jonas, who I mentioned his foul trouble earlier, well, he continued. And on the next play, he fouls Chris Anderson, tossing him to the floor, picking up his 6th foul, and JV is done for the ball game. So not exactly who you want to lose in a tight one. Need that rim protection. Need someone who can body up against Whiteside, but that's it. Not going to have it. And so the lead stuck at 81-79. That Vasquez 3 was the last score of the quarter. So Hassan Whiteside having a huge game. Listen to this. 14 points, 13 rebounds, 6 blocks. But the most outstanding stat is he had 16 free throw attempts and only made 4 of them. So the easy math there, 25%. Yikes, 12 free throw attempts missed in a tight ball game. That is going to come back and haunt you in most cases. All right, so let's get on to the fourth quarter. 10:35 mark, and I got a little bit shocked here. I got to admit, I was shocked. Chris Birdman Anderson, maybe he was still mad from getting knocked to the floor by JV, but from the right corner, gets a pass, and early in the shot clock, launches up a three ball, finds nothing but the bottom of the net. Chris Birdman Anderson. That's right, I'm talking about the guy with the tattoos, great rebounder, shot blocker. Yeah, he goes to the three ball. And I'll tell you, maybe it's like the Amir three, where if you don't watch the team, you don't know that he's got that shot. I've watched every Miami game the last few years, though. All right, so I've watched a lot of Chris Birdman Anderson. And I mean, I haven't watched every game from them this season, so I don't know if he's developed that. The announcers didn't seem surprised. They said he's been practicing that. But Birdman drains that three ball, gives the Heat a 5-point lead, and lights up the entire building. And people are just going off. You know how it is when someone you don't expect to drain a three and they hit a big one in a tight game. Wowzers. Nice shot by Anderson, who I'm a big fan of. Love that guy. He just brings the right energy, I think, to the professional game. Love Chris Anderson. But you know who else I love? Two Pat. Love Patrick Patterson, 9:35 mark. He answers the Birdman three with a left wing three of his own. So a couple of bigs that can shoot from deep. And the Heat lead is just 84-82. 32 seconds later, then, Tupat got them scared, got them running at him. He gets the ball in the left corner, about to shoot a three ball when Mario Chalmers takes him out. And for the second time in the game, Chalmers fouls someone shooting a three ball. So Tupac goes to the line, makes all three, and that gives the Raptors a 1-point lead, 85-84. Next Raptor possession, 8:25 mark, Grevis Vasquez hitting his second big three ball of the game, drains one from straight away. And that, folks, is a 9-0 run by the Raptors in the last 1 minute and 10 seconds. 88-84 Raptors is the score. And it continues. They get a stop. 7:36 mark. Chuck Hayes with the offensive rebound, tapping in a sweet Lou miss. Raptors have their largest lead of the ball game at 6. 90-84. I know it's only a 2-possession game, but in a game like this, that felt huge. But speaking of huge, Dwayne Wade comes up with a big play here. Right back after the Raptors had got that lead to 6. Drains a straightaway three. Heat get a stop, and then Wade flies down the court, draws a shooting foul, where he goes to the line, splits a pair of free throws. So after that little barrage, the lead is cut to 2. And at the 4:48 mark, Hassan Whiteside tipping in an offensive rebound, and just like that, folks, we are all tied up again at 92. A well-timed 8-2 run by the Miami Heat. We're all reset, just like last ball game. We've been having some tight ones lately, folks. 3 out of the last 4 games have gone down to the wire, and this one's going to be no different. 3:35 mark, though, DeMar DeRozan, who's been big in late-game situations lately, drains the 12-foot pull-up to give us a 2-point lead. 21 seconds later, Tyler Hansbrough with another great box out of Hassan Whiteside to save a defensive rebound. Swings it over to DeMar DeRozan, but he's unable to connect, going for a deep pull-up. So the Heat come back the other way. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to go. Dwayne Wade able to draw 2 free throws, and he drains them both to tie the game at 94. On the next Miami Heat possession, 2 minutes and 23 seconds to go. Tyler Hansbrough and Kyle Lowry team up nicely to get a steal from Hassan Whiteside. Raptors go the other way, and with 1 minute and 58 seconds to go, Lou Williams pulls up, drains a little short shot to beat the shot clock. Raptors again with a 2-point edge, 96-94. Heat come back the other way. They go to their main man, Dwayne Wade. And D. Wade, with an excellent dribble drive, gets himself all the way to the rim. But again, he was a little bit behind the backboard and wasn't able to select the correct hand. I think he tried to shoot it with his right and probably should have done it with his left. And he misses one-foot shot. A layup for him. He'll make that 19 times out of 20. But D-Wade not able to connect on that one. And just 20 seconds later, DeMar DeRozan showing the skills. He loses Luol Deng on the left baseline. D-Wade comes in too late with the help and fouls DeMar as he's making a finger roll. Massive and one play there. DeMar steps up, cans the free throw. Raptors with a 5-point lead, 99-94. However, just 5 seconds later, D-Wade just showing the greatness, showing the skills. In fact, showing DeMar DeRozan, giving him a taste of his own medicine. Because DeMar DeRozan has certainly added the pump fake to his repertoire, but on this occasion, D-Wade, behind the three-point line, gets DeMar to bite on the pump fake, and he draws three monster free throws. Unbelievable. A tough error there by DeMar, but it's kind of hard to get mad at you when it's Dwayne Wade, because he's just so good at it. So D-Wade goes to the line. He's got three free throws. Fortunately for the Raptors, he misses one of them. Just goes 2 of 3 from the line. So Raptors with a 3-point edge after that. 99-96. 51 seconds to go now. Raptors work the ball around to Kyle Lowry. He gets wide open from the right wing, unable to connect on a three ball. Tupac going for the offensive rebound. He fouls Luol Deng. Both teams in the bonus, so that means Deng is going to the free throw line for two free throws. But again, the Raptors catch a break. Deng misses the first free throw, makes the second. So Raptors with a 2-point edge, they could have been gone on those free throws. But instead, they're up 99-97. So Raptor ball. Chance to make this a 2-possession game. Need a score here. Who are you going to go to? None other than Mr. Sweet Lou Williams. And with 31 seconds to go in the game, he drains a 26-foot three ball off the dribble. After taking the shot clock down to about 3 or 4, Lou Williams, the hero from last game, again coming up big with a three ball in the final seconds. That gives the Raptors a 5-point lead, 102-97. The Heat try to respond with a Luol Deng 3, but he's not able to connect. Kyle Lowry with the rebound. He's fouled. He goes to the line. He ices the game with 2 free throws, and the Raptors go on to win this one by 3. 107-104. Huge win for your T-Raps. And a huge loss for the Heat, because that all but eliminated them from the playoffs. There's like a 5% chance, I think, that they can get in there, but that loss definitely hurt them. And you couple that with the previous game where the Raptors beat the Hornets and took away their slim chances, and the Raptors are turning into some extinguishers. No pun intended for the Heat there, but we're ending some seasons right now. And it was a big win for the T-Raps, because the Bulls last night took on the Philadelphia 76ers. And I'll tell you what, first of all, I watched the condensed version of this game. If anyone from League Pass ever hears this, whoever cut that needs to be fired. I mean, seriously, there's no excuse for the cutting that this guy did. It was unbelievable. Like, the worst, it was almost like if you had a competition for worst possible timing for cuts. Like, he would set up so that I would see someone taking a shot, and they would cut just before the ball met the rim. That must have happened 20 times. Well, it looks like, and then I got to look down at the scoreboard to see if they've made or missed the shot, but they've already jumped ahead a few seconds. And then also, so regularly, I would see, say the Bulls were up 5, and then the next cut, the Bulls are down 4. What happened in between? I don't know. So I had to stop watching the condensed game. That hasn't happened in a while. Really terrible cutting there. All right, so to the game, though. First off, Jason Richardson. J. Rich playing for the Sixers. I don't know if I missed that, but gee, I just have not seen Jason Richardson for a long time. Former slam dunk champ. Dude who could jump out of the gym, no question. Dude's got mad skills. And I'll tell you what, he looked good in this ballgame. J. Rich can still ball. He drained some tough threes, a couple of nice buckets inside. Doesn't look like he's lost. I mean, he's definitely lost some of his hops, but he still has NBA hops. So shout out to J. Rich. He's got to be in his mid-30s. Way to still get out there and suit, lace him up. That's what I like to see. But someone else who can still ball, by the way, is Mr. Derrick Rose. Back from injury and looking good. down the stretch, this was a tight ball game, believe it or not. I know the Sixers only have like 17 wins, but they were winning. They were keeping it close, but Derrick Rose just scoring at will, coming up with steals, and then to ice the ball game, came out with an incredible pass, a LeBron-like pass, I would say, out of the trap, from midcourt all the way down to underneath the basket to Taj Gibson, who went in for the dunk. So the Bulls win that one. They hold pace with the Toronto Raptors. But what's interesting is that because the Raptors won their division, even though the Bulls beat us, I believe, four times this season, the Raptors hold the tiebreaker. So I like whoever made that rule. We will take that. Alright, so let's check out this box score, shall we? So as I mentioned, Hassan Whiteside on the Heat side, dude had 16 points, 18 rebounds in this one. But 4 of 16 from the free throw line. So he didn't have any free throws in the fourth. Finished 4 of 16. And they lost this game by 3. So you tell me, what was the difference in this ball game? And in fact, the Heat as a team, this is a crazy stat. 24 of 44 from the free throw line. So first off, to have 44 free throw attempts is a ton. And then to only make 54% of them, they left 20 free throws on the table. 12 of those coming off the hand of Mr. Whiteside, but there was a few other Heat players that left some on the table. I mean, I guess D. Wade was 11 of 14, so there's 3 of those misses. Kind of hard to give him that much grief if he's making 11 of them, but still, they missed 20 free throws. They actually outshot the Raptors in this one, 45% to 42%. Raptors had the edge from three-point land, 34% to 30. And then assists, neither team really with a lot of assists. The Heat with 14 to the Raptors 12. And exact same in rebounds, both with 47. So really, those free throws were a monster difference because the Raptors, they left 9 free throws on the table. They got 37 attempts. 37 is a lot, making 28 of them. But that is usually enough to win you a ball game. But if the other team gets 44, well, I mean, I wouldn't want to lose many ball games when we get 44 free throw attempts. That's gotta hurt. All right, so other standouts for the Heat: D. Wade reaching 30 in this one, 9 of 20, and like I mentioned, 11 of 14 from the free throw line. Also chipped in with 6 rebounds and 5 dimes. So in fact, improving on his averages against the T-Raps. Like I said, he averages 26 a game, so he's dropping 30 and staying right at his average with assists and upping his rebound one. So impressive. Impressive, Mr. Wade. Hats off to you, buddy. But on the Raptor side, the riggedy Raptor side, there's some nice stuff here. Nice stuff. First of all, DeMar DeRozan. He was only 7 of 17, but 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Double-digit attempts from DeMar from the free throw line. That's big. He also had 6 rebounds and a pair of assists. Happy with that. Kyle Lowry, he was only 3 of 14, 12 points, but he just gave us a different feel out there. Actually, only even had 1 assist, but it felt good when Kyle was out there. He gave us 36 minutes, which is also good news, because last game his minutes were a lot more limited. But nice work from Kyle. Tyler Hansbrough, only 2 points in this one, but only took 2 shots, but stepping up with 10 rebounds. That's what we like to see. If you're going to be filling in as a starter, getting yourself to double digits, that's how you earn your paycheck, Tyler. He's really been earning his money lately. So happy with his performance. All right, but the star of this ball game, in just 30 minutes of play, sweet Lou Williams, 29 points. 9 of 18 from the field, 7 of 7 from the free throw line, including the game-winning 3-ball. Yet again. 2 games in a row that Lou Williams has been the deciding factor. And he, by the way, was plus 20 on the floor. No other Raptor was double digits in the plus field. So excellent minutes from Mr. Lou Williams, winning us a couple of big ball games when we needed them. Shout out to Sweet Lou, getting the game ball, homie. All right, that's it for this Raptors Abroad podcast. Thanks for checking it out. We only got 2 left before it's playoff time. Thanks for sticking with me. And you know what? Shout out to myself. This is my 80th one this season. Represent. Represent. Big love to the rest of y'all. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my Sunday. Peace.
We'll be right back.